Welcome to the Do You Get podcast.
Because I don't think they get.
Actually, but do they get?
No, they don't get. Do you get that they don't get?
They
that
don't get that they don't get.
No,
they
don't get this
philosophy.
They don't get it. You don't get it. If you don't get it, forget about it.
Hello. Welcome to the Do You Get podcast. And this is Lauren.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. It's Simi, your resident good vibe connoisseur. How are you doing today? How are you guys feeling the new intro?
Is this the new intro that you've been saying? Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, I needed a little rebrand because it's me, it's Simi. It wasn't giving. I'm not even going to lie.
I like that it's me, it's Simi, but I'm not
even going to lie. Dang. I just felt like, you know, I don't know. We'll go back to the drawing board.
Well, you guys, let her know what you think because...
Let me know.
...things that she's rebranding.
How many rebrand? It's just one. This, calm down. It's just one. But still, yeah, welcome back to the Do You Get podcast. It has been a long time. I know you guys have missed us because we've missed you like crazy. Like, I've missed the microphone so much.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like, I've just missed, like, having something to say. And, like... I don't know. I feel like the podcast gives me a reason to like be like, oh, this is what I think, this is my opinion, and like, period. Like, it's valid. I mean, okay, wait. Actually, I missed the podcast, and I feel like maybe you guys missed us. If you didn't miss us, well, that's too bad. We miss you. That's it. But yeah, Florence, how have you been? It has been, well, 3 months since our last episode. Jesus, yeah. That was a long time.
And we just, you know, dropped off the face of the planet.
Yeah, but we were cooking. We were, you know, in the labs. We were working on things behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. That you guys are going to see more of this new... It's not a new season. It's a new dispensation. Let's say that. Yeah.
This dispensation, yeah, that you dispensed. Like...
I just love that meme so much with the cup and the woman is like, welcome, yeah, to the dispensation. Like, I love that meme so much. Yeah. Well, Florence, how have you been?
You know, I've been here. If you've read the newsletter, you know exactly what I've been. Which, by the way, you guys need to go and subscribe to that newsletter.
Yes, yeah, subscribe to our newsletter.
Oh, and you guys need to subscribe to our YouTube, which, yes, by the way, is starting up.
Yeah.
Back to my matter, open and close. Anyways.
No, that was not. No. No. Florence really thought she did something there. She said, back to my matter, open and close. Wow. Nah. Hey, yo.
I've just been here, like, you know, going through issues after issues. Look at my... Hey, look at my scarf. Hey, scarf has embarrassed me. But I've been, you know, here and there, going through a lot. I would say I'm in my car and then with my exam that I talked about this exam before, but yeah, after all the studying, you know, I couldn't sleep that night. I just couldn't. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't that I was like scared of doing bad or anything, or I was scared of the exam. Maybe it's just like the nerves of, it's just like my body picked up on something. I really try my best not to, maybe that's the thing, I was trying not to
be, yeah,
anxious.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't scared of the exam or anything like that. Like, I knew I was prepared and I was going to do well, but it was just like my whole nervous system was just active. So I would only get like, I'll sleep one full sleep cycle and I wake up. I sleep one full sleep cycle and I wake up. So I hated that so much. I woke up the second time and I just couldn't go to sleep. I just started crying. Like, I was so upset because that exam is not the exam that you go in and just be, you know, taking it. It's not like your normal college exam where you can take... Mm. Study the night before and then just go and bang it out and sleep the rest of the day. But it's like literally a 7-hour exam of you doing a lot of critical thinking, a lot of your reading passages, and you're answering questions and mm-hmm. you're analyzing graphs. Doing that with 3 hours of sleep is insane. Is insane.
Right.
So that made me really disappointed in myself. The score came out. I did okay. I'm not going to lie. Like I did fine. If somebody else told me what their score was, I would say this is a good score. It's not a bad score. But I'm disappointed myself because I know I could have done better if I slept. Especially since the fact that the same section that I had like trouble with the last exam was the same section that I feel like is still holding me back. And that section was the section where I actually needed sleep for. Because every other section was like really high. Like I scored in the 90th percentile. And then that one section, boom. It's okay. But you know, it's God's plan, so I'll be okay. But it's just annoying that I slept. But after that, I've really just been like, my most lazy self, like sleeping, catching up on all the shows that I've not watched, and trying to figure out what to do with my life. I'm running. I've started running like more seriously because I do want to run a half marathon between now and next year. So, yeah, that's all I've been up to. And then obviously the podcast, getting ready to. And work.
I mean, Forrest is literally one of the most athletic people I know because
if I'm
half marathon is crazy. No, I feel like you underestimate how athletic you are because you do like you run, you do like the weight thing, and you're really good at. I don't know what the name of the sport is, but like Florence lifts weights like competition, not just for fun. No, like and she collects awards. You know, there are some people that do competition and they are just participants. Florence is not a participant too; she's a medalist. She do collect medal for lifting weights. And she runs. So it's like, Florence is very athletic, but she's always like, I'm really nice. You know, those people that are good at something, they'll not be like, they'll not be shy. They'll not be like, I'm really not. What are you talking about? Most people don't even go to the gym. Like, that is like, normal people, like, they just go on walks or stuff like that. But you go to the gym. You know what you're doing in the gym also. And then you do stuff outside the gym. Like, you enjoy, like, running and like weights and like other things that you may or may not do that I don't know of, but you know, you should really like it's a big thing. Stop it, be shy about it. No, you're really good at it. Relax. I know I'm beating you up like this, but yeah, like Florence is really athletic, even though she likes to deny it. Even he's like, yeah, since he's a criminal, she's always denying it. It's good to be athletic.
Thank you. I will consider myself athletic. I just feel like, I don't know. I just like moving my body. I feel like if I don't move my body for a week, I'll just be feeling like shit. Like, I'll just feel like brain fog and like tired all the time. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I aspire to be more like you in that aspect. Yeah. That's crazy. And then, I mean, talking a bit about your disappointment with your score and the whole exam situation. Like, how are you going to navigate that feeling? Because, like, feeling disappointed in yourself is normal. But, like, do you know how you're going to move from that feeling? Because I don't want you to sit in that disappointment.
For long. Know. It's,
and, like, be putting
it's
yourself
to pray.
Down.
That's fair. It's to pray because I don't know. I don't know where to go from here because I just feel, it's just like, I just feel so like, retaking it just doesn't feel like the option because I have to take the whole thing. Like, it's not just that part. Let me just retake that one section. And if that was the case, I would retake it ASAP. But if I have to retake it all over, and the fact that I have to restudy every single thing because the exam is not always going to be the same all the time.
Oh,
and
gotcha.
You don't know which, like, maybe this exam, like, hits all my strengths. You don't know the exam. So So it's like, it's not that I don't trust that I will do well. I don't trust that I have the, I think I gave it my all. That I just don't feel like doing the game. Like, it just, I have to give it, there's a type of energy you have to give it. Like, you can't just be like, half-assing it. It's like, oh my God, I study today. And then tomorrow I won't study. Like, I have to, like, you know, get on the grind for it. Mm-hmm. And I just prefer to put that energy towards something else. Maybe towards application or towards, like, my life. Like, all the things I've not done, I've not spent time with certain people. All the things I could not do, like, I really just get on it. So I just have to figure out how to push forward.
Yeah.
I don't know if retaking it is an option.
Mm-hmm.
If it is, yeah, I have to do what I have to do.
Yeah.
But if I'm choosing to retake it, I have to, like, zone in to it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I can just focus on my application season, which in of itself is very stressful. So I just have to find a way to... It will pass. Like, it will pass.
Yeah. I think that's what... I also do want to say, like, you also said you gave it your all. I feel like you should be proud of yourself for how far you've come and, like, what your score was and, like, just the whole situation. I feel like you've persevered and you've worked really hard and, like, all of us, like, all your friends are very proud of you for how you've handled this whole thing and, like, what you've achieved this exam. And you, like, I feel like you said it, but I don't know if you actually internalized what you said in that. I gave it my all. It's not easy to give something your all. It's very easy to half-ass something. And I feel like consistently with this exam, you have given it everything you can. So I feel like that's something you should be proud of. Because this year, I'm trying to be more half glass half full instead of glass half empty. So, like, yeah, maybe you didn't get everything you wanted. Like, and that's just...
It's a bit empty.
Yeah, and, like, that's a valid feeling. Like, it's very, like, it's okay that you feel that way, but, you know, also big yourself up and be proud of the good parts. Like, don't just focus on the bad and, like, this disappointment and, like, because life is full of ups and downs, but you have to ride the wave of the highs so that when the lows come, you don't, you know, drown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll find a way to... I mean, either way, I have to move forward. I can't stay stuck. I just want to stay stuck for the next 3 days and then I have to find where to put my leg next. But I think for the next 3 days, nobody should ask me. Leave me alone.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's good. I'm really happy for you.
Thank you. How have you been?
I've been all right this year. Like, every new year, everybody makes plans and goals.
Timmy,
for the year.
I can ask you before you continue. Where's your
license? Where's my what?
Your driver's license.
What is, I don't know, what is that? What is a license? I don't think I know the definition of that word.
By the time I come and visit you, better be driving me. I'm not Ubering.
The thing is, there are too many, like, the way to get a license in this country is so complicated, especially when you are over the age of 18. It's just like, and also driving school is really expensive here compared to, like, Nigeria. It's so expensive here, and it's just like, but I'm working on it. Let's just say that. Like, that's one of my goals for this year. Like, learning how to drive. I think by the summer I should be done. Like, I should have it. That's my what's the word? Like, my deadline. to have my license by the summer, by June, before my birthday. So fingers crossed, you know, that comes to fruition. But I've been good. I've been living, like you said, and, like, working and just learning to enjoy the little things. I've started therapy finally, which has been a very unique experience, honestly. I feel like, thank you for the claps. Yeah, I really procrastinated that thing, but I was like, this year, I know I say this, do I say this every year? I don't think so, but this year is, like, my year of rediscovery, I think, because, you know, I realized, like, 5 days ago, that I actually don't know who I am
I don't know why this is not funny, but it's not funny. It's actually not funny. The way you said it. It's the way you said it. It's actually not funny.
But it's really true. Like, I was just sitting one day and I was having a conversation with someone, and then they were just like, you know that you're more than a black woman. Like, you're more than that. You're not just... And I was just like, wow, that's crazy. And he was like, so who are you outside of, like, the color of your skin? And I sat there and I couldn't... I didn't... I couldn't answer. And I think the reason for that is, like, there's some things, like, that make who you are that, like, are pretty basic that most people know. Like, most people know, like, their values. Most people know, like, you know, obviously the color of their skin, like, their hobbies and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when somebody asks you a question like that, like, who are you? Like, outside of your name. Because when someone thinks, who are you? You're just like, oh, this is my name. This is what I like to do. This is where I'm from. That's it. But, like, inside...
I saw this thing on Instagram where, I don't know if it's on Instagram, somewhere, Sha, the girl was asking, like, try to describe who you are without, she named all these things, like, trying to speak yourself without, like, the way other people see you.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Like, describe yourself without your achievements, without your... you know, whatever, like, where you're from. Or
yeah, your nationality, like, things like that.
And I was just looking at, I don't actually know what I was saying, like, I...
Bro.
Other than, oh, my... Somebody asked me, like, don't tell me more about yourself.
That's my worst question. Like, even in the interview, I hate, like, this is just like, I'm just a girl, that's who I am.
I was born here, I grew up here. Like,
yeah.
It's so hard to describe yourself without all those things. And when you start asking yourself all those hard questions, you're just like, oh, more.
Yeah, exactly. So that is something new that I'm going to start working on this year. So learning who I am. Because, yeah, it was an eye-opening moment. Mm-hmm. So that, and then, like, with therapy, I feel like therapy has allowed me to kind of, I see therapy as like a reflection. Like, you're looking at your reflection and you're like, okay, like, this and this is right, this and this is wrong, this and this you need to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And that isn't something I've ever done in my life, honestly. I even hate looking at the mirror normally, except I'm doing my makeup. So now, looking at the mirror and looking, like, at my traits and, like, my strengths and my weaknesses, and, like, it has been a very unique experience, a very eye-opening experience. But in all of that, like, I'm grateful for it because I feel like it's the foundation I need to become who I am in my head. Because I feel like we've spoken about that on this podcast before, about you want to be who you see yourself in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like for me, therapy is like a foundational thing that I need to do in order to get to that version of myself. So I've been doing that. I've been reading a lot. I'm doing one book a month, and oh my god, for February I read this book 7 days in June, or the 7 days of June. It's even right there on my shelf, guy. I picked up this book on a Saturday. Like, I just woke up in the morning, I was like, okay, I feel like reading today, and it was literally like the last weekend of February. So last week, even safe, I picked the book, I read the first chapter, then I read the second, then I read the third, then I was like, Jesus, I look at the time, it was like 1 p.m. I was like, Jesus, I have to do this, I was like, okay, just give yourself to 3, give yourself to, guy. From 7 to 3 p.m., I finished that whole book. I didn't leave my bed.
Wow.
That book got me like this. Oh, that book
is really good. I think it's so much easier to read fiction. I think, because I've been trying to read non-fiction, and it takes me longer because I have to be in a certain state of mind. And if I'm not in that state of mind, it's not happening. But with fiction, like, you can just pick up a fiction book, and, like, it helps you travel to a different
world. Yeah, it's an escape,
But actually, like, in real life. So, yeah, I've been reading non-fiction, so it's been a little slower. But, like, I remember that I knocked out 3 books.
Yeah.
and they were all like fiction. And I was thinking to myself like, ah, Florence, you can read, Sha, but. But then when I say reading non-fiction, like this one book that I read is really, really good. I recommend everybody should read it. It's called Don't Believe Everything You Think. And it's really good. It's really short. But it's really good. It's something that you need to really absorb. I probably will go back and read it again. But it's the whole premise of the whole thing is that like the less you think, the more happier you are. Like the more positive emotions.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then the more you think, which is very interesting because you think that people tell you like to think positively. But the author is saying like trying to get yourself to this state of like non-thinking. Yeah. And the more that you're there, like most of the time, like you're more at peace. So it was really interesting, like all the things he revealed. And I learned a lot, but it took me like, it took me a long time to get through, even if it was really short. Because I like being is it online to read it. Because even you're saying about books.
I'm doing a book a month. For this year, I did not read any book in January, so don't even ask me about that. Honestly, I feel like January is not a real month. January is the month where you're actually like, okay, oh, this is a new year, oh, what are we doing? Like, it's just the planning phase.
January was a blur. I'm not even gonna say, even February.
January was slow to me, like, it was dragging. I was like, can we leave?
It was both.
But February was fast, like, we're already in March. I can't believe it.
It was both. I think January was both. It was very long. But at the same time, very quick. Because I have something to look forward to.
Right, because of the exam, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, January was. So yeah, I feel like maybe we should say we have 11 months in the year, more an extra month for planning purposes. I think that makes sense.
If I have money now, like, and I own my own business, January, my business will close. Everybody got arrest.
Exactly. It does January have any significance? Because I know February is Black History Month and like Valentine's Day. March is, but that's not universal. That's only in the US. Oh. March is Women's Month.
Isn't there a new year in January?
A Lunar New Year. Yeah.
Is it in January or February?
Okay, then I don't know. It might be, maybe Lunar New Year is February. Yeah, it's February. I think so.
So what else is...
No, I'm saying January should just... It's really useless.
So that's always birthday month, though.
Sorry, to the people that are born in January, especially the first 2 weeks, I feel bad for you because people are say Happy New Year. I really feel bad for you. I do. I'm not talking about people that are born January 1st, like Onyeka. I'm going to say Happy New Year, Happy Birthday. That's it. Like, that's actually... I mean, if you decide to do something on your birthday, people might be too tired from doing whatever they were doing the night before. So, people that are born first week, maybe second week a bit of January, at least end of January, it's okay. Because people have spent all their money for Christmas too.
Yeah.
So, it's really just like...
Might as well just celebrate your birthday on the 31st.
Exactly. So...
Things of, I don't even know. What did I do this Christmas? Oh, I went to Texas with my family, and I was right there. And Simi was not there.
I'm sorry, I had to go and see my whole family. I spent Christmas and New Year in Toronto. It was really nice. Like, just me and my brother.
Please, how did you do that? Because that Canada just seems like you're entering, you're walking inside fridge. That's what it seems like. I'm not being, but from what I can see.
Yeah, honestly, I've never visited Canada and it wasn't cold. Because I've been in September, December, and November.
September is cold.
Yeah, when I was there in September, it was cold. It wasn't cold, but like it wasn't warm. Like September here is like beginning of fall. It wasn't giving fall outfits. You better wear your jacket. But like a light jacket, not like the thick ones. So I have never been when it's warm, so I can't say. But I will say, like, Toronto is such a nice city. Like, a lot of these cities, they need to go and look at Toronto and say, ah, okay, this is what they are doing, and copy. because it's so like chill, nice. It's very diverse. There's a lot of like good food and like diverse range of food, not just a burger. That's my biggest issue with this country, America. Burger till thy kingdom come. They just do different variation of burger, mac and cheese burger, breakfast burger, unicorn burger, burger. It's okay. It's actually enough. And then like with a lot of cities in America, like if you want like African food or like Middle Eastern food, like you have to go far. They're very little like in downtown, but Toronto is not like that. Like everything is in the hub.
So
like
nice.
You can get their options in the hub, and then their options further away. Like you have both, I feel like people are nice too.
Sorry.
Say what you say.
So I also wanted to go to Canada to see the Northern Lights.
The Northern Lights? I didn't Canada.
I heard that it's also there. It's also in Sweden.
Yeah, I knew it was in the Scandinavian area, but I never knew it was.
I think there is somewhere you can go in Canada and see it. Don't quote me, but I think
it makes sense.
So maybe when I come, I'll do all of that.
Yeah, Canada is nice. Like I would recommend it.
I would recommend to live there, Sha.
It's a bit pricey. I won't even lie.
There's a level of cold I can take. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know the one of negative
degrees. But the people that are there, they are used to it. You see them wearing shorts and then jackets.
In negative something degrees.
I'm telling honestly, some people are just, they just tolerate cold very well. I'm not one of those people, unfortunately. But yeah.
Interesting.
It's crazy. But and then what was I do? I watched AFCON, which was like I would not like my chest. It was like my son was there.
I couldn't take it.
The final, I was out for lunch with friends. Right? And then we had to do takeout. I watched the final in the car, the last minute, and I was just scrolling, yeah. And then at some point I ended, I was like, no, this is too much. I already knew it was over.
I couldn't watch it. I also like, I think after all this shit, Nigerians were getting everybody. I was just like, oh mom, if we win Wahala, if we don't win Wahala.
Exactly.
I also knew that Nigerians would not get offended by anything anybody said.
That's true.
I just knew that either way we're going to be fine, but I didn't want to watch it because I knew that people were going to come for us too. I wasn't interested. Someone tweets, and she said that, what did she say? She said, thank God the banter is in French.
In French, yeah.
Like,
oh my
so
gosh.
She said, what I don't know will not hurt me.
Honestly. Yeah, so I did that. Oh, I've been trying to, like, I've been exploring eating in a healthy way, but not healthy in that you're eating grass, because I've always been opposed to that, genuinely. Like, I've always been, like... But then I found a side of TikTok that shows, like, salads that are just not, like, grass. Yeah. Like, actually nice salads that have, like, toasted chickpeas and, like, sweet potato and stuff like that, like... That is what we're talking about. Not just spinach and vinaigrettes and red onions.
So
like,
good. Like, I did salad with, like, I think, like, just greens. And then it was, like, cucumbers, bell peppers. And, like, air-fried chickpeas. I made this turkey balls.
I feel like I may have seen that recipe on TikTok.
So good.
Because that sounds very familiar. But yeah, exploring that. And also, like, I eat a lot of Nigerian food because I enjoy cooking it. And, like, that's what I was born and raised with. So it's just like.
I don't know. I feel like for me, the thing is, like, Nigerian food is effort. I feel like you have to. For most of our foods, like, things like soup and just, like, maybe not jollof rice. Jollof rice, you can really wing it. But, like, certain foods are very, like, you have to really do it. Like, you can't just half-ass it. You can't just, like, stir-fry some of our foods. It's very effort-based. Sure. But I think it's so much easier for me. I like, I know the taste, I know the flavor I'm expecting.
Yeah.
But with other food, I have to like really make sure that I'm using the right sriracha, the right boy, because once in a while, it starts tasting like, you know, and you can't really like tell what you can add to make it taste this way.
Better, yeah. Because there was one chicken I made, I saw this recipe online. And it was all like, oh, herbs, like using natural herbs. Don't put any Maggi. Don't put salt. Don't put knickknacker. Just use garlic. Guy, I followed that rep step by step. Every single step I bought, then all the herbs I bought raw from Walmart. I bought everything. I made that chicken. I beat it. I was like, this doesn't taste. It smelled really good. Like, even my roommate was like, oh, that smells good. Guy, it didn't taste like anything. I guess because there was no salt. Guy, I had to cover that thing in ketchup and swallow it.
Please, when did you get that recipe? No, but
she was like, and you know, they will now do all these techniques. So, like, I make sure as you add the garlic, you add the butter, you baste the chicken, you add the thyme, keep basting. So, I was doing, guy.
Do you know that? But that herb thing, though, my sister does have a recipe, but I think she seasoned it. But she like seasoned it and juiced it in the herbs. It was
so good. So that's what I said to do. So you use the herb like as a marinade, but you still season like with your regular seasoning.
Yeah,
it takes your chicken to the next level. I will say that.
Yeah,
it tastes really good.
For sure.
Yeah. So I've been cooking a lot. I mean, I do cook normally. So
yeah.
But. That's what I've been doing. But Florence, your birthday is coming up soon. I feel like we're always recording when it's on or around Florence's birthday. I'm saying always. We've only done 1 year, but still. So are you actually someone that likes celebrating their birthday, or like do you just not like the attention? Because I actually don't know the answer for that for you.
The thing is, I don't want to make people do anything. But
have people
do something for me.
Wow. Okay.
No. But I don't know. I feel like growing up as a kid, my birthday was a thing. Like my birthday was an event all the time. My mom would cook rice. They would even have when they would cook just big cooler of rice, and then they'll now make that cake with the Barbie cake. The dress,
the Barbie is the head and the dress is the cake.
My business was so elaborate. I need to go back to Abba and get all my pictures, but my business was so elaborate. And then I just thought, what is like this? Everybody just disappeared. Like, my birthday was no longer as like, I mean, it was celebrated, don't get me wrong. Go,
yeah,
and people will tell you happy birthday and all that stuff, but like the ginger was no longer there. People were not planning things, you know, taking it to your school. As long as that secondary school, like this, boom,
yeah,
it just became happy birthday to you. What cake,
bruh. Can we talk about how awkward that song is? That happy birthday song? Like, what do you do? Like, do you dance? Do you sing? Do you smile? Like, it's so awkward. It's just like, what? What do you do?
No, but I don't know. Like, I feel like I don't know. I actually don't know. See, this is when people ask you, like, who are you? I don't know. I don't know what I like, but I would like to be celebrated. I like that somebody, you know, put effort. I didn't have to remind them, and they, like, told me happy birthday.
So you don't like planning things for your birthday, but you'd prefer if other people planned something? Or, like, do you just... Because I'm asking, like, celebration-wise. So not, do you want a present? Like, do you like celebrating your birthday? Like, actually doing something for it? Or are you just more like, it's just a day, like, it's fine. Like, just text me happy birthday and I'm good.
I would like to do something. I don't want it to just pass.
Right.
Without, like, anybody acknowledging it other than happy birthday. I think, based on past trends. Because I don't know another thing is like, sometimes it's like the money is not there to actually do what I want to do.
Right.
Or like the it's just not realistic, or it just didn't like fall in, or you know, I mean, college habits, and so it's like I've not really like thought of it, but I always like, you know, getting together with friends at dinner and like celebrating something. Like I've, at least for college, I've done that like
every year.
And then we, you know, went to Atlanta and
did something
different. So I like being able to, you know, take time off and be with people that I like. But I mean, ideally, I think like when I have funds and everybody has funds, like I would like to do like more events, but like with people that I know and like, you know, like I would like to like rent a huge Airbnb and it'd be like a weekend of, vibes. But I don't know. What about you?
I don't think I don't really. No, that is not true.
I think you care, but you're too lazy to plan.
Me, too lazy because to plan.
You will come up early, plan. You will not.
Because that's the thing. I plan a lot. Okay, like I am a planner. Like now, I've planned so many things that may or may not even happen. Like in my brain, it's like it's planned. If the time comes and everything falls in place, I'm gonna execute. But the issue is like, if things don't fall into place, I'm not going to waste my time executing what is not going to happen, you know? But if it comes to planning, I love planning. Like, I love planning to a T. I enjoy. Like, it gives me joy. I even want to be an event planner. Like, if I can quit my whole life and either be a DJ or event planner, I'll be happy. Like, I love planning. But with my birthday, I think I'm too sentimental about it, which is why I don't try. Like, post, like you said, like, post-secondary school and primary school and all that. Like, I really want to do, like, a birthday where everyone near and dear to me is there. But it's not possible, which is why I haven't done anything yet.
And it's also hard when you have family everywhere.
Yeah, because my family's everywhere. My friends are everywhere. So, like, it's just strange. Like, and also because my birthday is in the summer, people are everywhere then, because people typically travel more in the summer. And also, again, like you mentioned, funds, like, my mom has always told me when I was younger till today, like, my mouth and my imaginations are bigger than my wallet. I just, whoa, it's really crazy. Like, so, you know, working on that too, is part of what we are dealing with this year, don't worry. But that's also another thing, because I know last year I was like, I would do a trip, we'll go to Hawaii. What was I even
saying? Yeah, that's
what you said. I was like, yeah, I would do Hawaii. I was going to Google the flights to Hawaii. And then I checked. And then I had the reality check, you know? So, do you know the crazy thing? I had started texting people like, clear your schedule, we're going to Hawaii for my 23rd, like, and then one of my friends responded. I was like, oh, I can't do, like, I can't afford to do that. I said, no, like, let me go and actually, this is a sensible person, because all my other friends were like, ah, don't worry, I'm going to check. I told everybody, don't worry, sorry, it's a mistake.
Because you were planning it, and it didn't happen. But I don't. Thinking back, it wasn't your fault. So what? Like for other than, you know, the fun. So it's just kind of the same like me.
Like spending time with people.
No, like the celebrating parts. Like, what do you like it? Do you not like it?
Oh yeah, I really feel like this is going to sound very sad. But I feel like, especially when it comes to my birthday, I don't necessarily feel celebrated. It just literally just comes and goes. But I think maybe because I haven't planned anything before. But it's just like, there's some people that I don't even remember. They just text me the day after. Like, and I don't hold any like qualms with that. Like life is life mm-hmm. and everyone is busy. But I haven't. I don't think post like this is. This is all post primary school. So mommy and daddy don't vex. Yes, you just celebrate my birthday. Yeah. Just relax. I'm like post like all of that. Like in my adult life, mm-hmm. I haven't had a birthday that I can look back to and say I felt very celebrated. Yeah. Except. And my birthday during COVID, my sister made such a big effort. I was so sure. I was like, do you want to marry me? Like, she was doing so much. I was like, am I owing you? Like, are you owing me money? Like, what's going on? Like, she sent, like, people to surprise me. She sent, like, a lot of, like, she sent cupcakes to surprise me at home because I was in Nigeria during that COVID. So she sent cupcakes. She sent, there were different vendors. My daddy was like, what is happening? Like, just different people were just delivering different things. And I'm really grateful to her for that because that was the first time I ever felt like somebody cared that I was born on this day, apart from the people that gave it to me, my parents. And I also never really haven't really gotten gifts on my birthday as well. So it's just like, so because of all those things compounded, it just always feels like, oh, it's a day that I get texts. And I guess that's it. But again,
I've gotten gifts before.
Have you given me gifts?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Florence bought me just for you, this jersey. Oh, my God. Shout out, Florence. Sorry, I forgot about that. That was, like, my best gift that year, even though it was really... Like, that jersey, ask anybody, I wanted that jersey. Like, I was so obsessed with that jersey.
Gifts. Like, I would like to give somebody something. But I don't know... If I don't know what you like...
Yeah. Just do, like, Tika. Tika will send you funds.
That you just put down. Like, I want to buy you something that, like, future times, like, oh, you think of that, like, you want, you like that. So that's why I didn't get you anything last time, because I was like, she doesn't know what she...
Yeah, I didn't know who I want. And to today, I don't know why I want. That's also another hard question. Apart from, who are you? Tell me about yourself. What do you want for your birthday? I don't know. Surprise me. That's what I always tell people. Surprise me. I don't know. Anything you give me, I will appreciate. Like,
okay.
I would never get a gift and be like, oh, this is a shitty gift. Though somebody has called me one day, I was like, this person, I don't know why this person bought this for me. And I was just like, oh my God, that day was so funny. I was laughing. But yeah, I don't know. My birthday, I feel very iffy about. But I think that's just because I don't celebrate. I want to start celebrating.
I want to be celebrated on my birthday, and I want people around me to feel celebrated on their birthday.
Yeah,
exactly. I think that's period. But like, I think sometimes it's like life gets in the way, and like, because mm-hmm. like now your birthday, I would have liked to do something, but I was in Nigeria, I think.
Yeah. We were both in Nigeria, but you and Abuja.
Was Abuja.
It was wild. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like things like that kind of makes it. I would say the birthday that I felt most celebrated was the one in Atlanta, because I think
That was a good one.
And it was like, you know, because even me too, I don't think after like, you know, at a certain age, I don't think I ever felt like that. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
But like, it's my birthday.
Yeah, I don't think it's also just because I don't, like, I'm usually not with everybody. So really all day.
Exactly.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, literally, that's true. Because even in secondary school,
to, you know, send gifts.
Yeah, because I remember secondary school, we wear, but I had this big fuck off birthday girl badge. It was humongous. Like, and that was a thing in Trinity. Yeah, like you can wear your birthday badge, and like people used to count birthday card like currency. Like, who has the most birthday cards at the end of the semester? I don't know why. That's so strange, but like, you would feel so celebrated on your birthday, and then like, because we used to pray in the dining hall, so on your birthday, like if you're like really popping, or if people just wanted to make you feel special, you really want to do the prayer, and after you pray, everybody would be like, oh, and then some people, when you enter the hall, everybody is screaming like, oh,
and then now
so you just feel, yeah, oh, wait, we're doing this very much
to you. I mean, you used to like us like that. About your birthday, like, I'll change my dress.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
I was like, things like that is just
But this year, I think I'm going to make it a point to try.
We're going to, you know, have money, have more time.
Yes, exactly. You know, by God's grace, Yeah. This year, though, I really want to. You guys mark my word. I've said it on this podcast. Friends, hold me accountable. I really want to do something for my birthday. Regardless of what happens over the next couple of months,
mm-hmm.
I want to try and plan something, even if it's in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see, though. But yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Period.
Just let me know on time so that.
That's also another thing. Now everybody's working. You have to be booking time of booking PTO. It's just like,
that's another. We're almost out of time, but that's another thing that I need to talk about. Just how, like, in college, you have this time that you're looking forward to where nothing happens.
Bro,
please, if you're in college, enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
Because when I came out, I was just like, why are we working every single day, every business day? Every day you're open every day. Everybody, if you ask off, it's on your own, like, you know, at your own expense. Like, you can't just be asking off. I mean, now because I'm still kind of like an intern ish, I mean, I can really ask off, but I can't like ask off for like a week at a time every month, you know,
like
3 months. At least in college, like, you know, every quarter or so, you have time.
Because there's no holiday. No, that's also nothing. There's no holiday. It's only public holiday. That's the only one you get.
It's not a public holiday.
You are.
And then you
on
plus your
own.
PTO.
Okay. Yeah. Because somebody texted me.
Company work for.
Somebody texted me. What are we doing for spring break? I said, who is we? Hey, Oga. What is a spring break? It's not in my dictionary anymore. Please, like. It don't exist. Other person wanted to visit for Christmas. I get Christmas day off. There is no Christmas holiday. Like, let's get all of this down. And Boxing Day is not even a holiday in America. So you only get the 25th off. Except you're using your PTA for the rest.
I got Boxing Day off.
Oh, we didn't get Boxing Day off.
I think maybe we got Boxing Day off because Christmas was on a Sunday.
Maybe
next year.
Sheesh. Christmas will be on Monday this year, should we? Tuesday because it's leap year. I pray leap year confuses me. Please, I even forgot that leap year exists until February came, and everybody was like, "Oh, this year we have 29." I said, "Oh, that's still a thing." I forgot about leap year.
Being born on the 29th.
I saw a video of a guy who he's born on the 29th, so technically he's 9. So he's. His friends threw a surprise birthday for him at Chuck E. Cheese because, like, he's 9. So, like, at the baby place. Because Chuck E. Cheese is, like, where children are celebrating their birthday. It was kind of cute. I was like, oh, that's so nice.
Aww.
Yeah.
Don't do that for me, Sha. I'm just kidding.
But yeah, and I think I know someone that's born on the 29th as well. I think. I'm not sure. That must be sad. Every year you do birthday. Yeah.
I mean, I think what they do is they choose either March 1st or
February 28th. makes sense. But yeah, wow. That'd be nice catching up.
We've come to the end of this. I can't believe that we've talked that much because there's still more that needs to be said.
Honestly.
But we need to end here and then
yeah.
We'll be back.
We'll come back.
Episode, so
period.
Don't miss long.
Mm-hmm.
If you miss us, be catching up.
Yes, we have a YouTube channel, guys, for real. And all these episodes, the full episode will be on YouTube because I know people were complaining that you want to be seeing us as well laughing. I don't know if you are crushing on us. I don't know, but we're actually there for you to be looking and staring at our beautiful face on your TV screen, or your laptop, or your phone. So subscribe to that YouTube channel, please. I'm kneeling down, I beg. I'm on my knees. If you're watching on YouTube, my knees on the floor, you just can't see it. But yeah, subscribe to our YouTube, Spotify, like, and leave a rating review, Apple Podcasts. Google Podcasts is shutting down, so if you're listening to Google Podcasts, please find another. Yeah, they're shutting down, they're removing it. Find another one. Spotify, Apple is free. Apple Podcast is free. Spotify is free because Google Podcast is shutting now. Or watch us on YouTube. YouTube is there. Yeah, we're available on all those platforms and Amazon. If you use Amazon, I have some questions to ask you. But why, dear Sha, if you want to listen to us there. Yeah, okay. Flores, any last words?
No. Have a good, you know, good March.
Yeah, we'll see you later. Oh, send in dilemma. That's it.
Oh.
Send your dilemmas. And if you don't want to, that's fine too. But I'm just asking, just in case. Just a reminder.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Talk to you guys next week. I'll be up our week. I always do this. Talk to you later.
Bye. Bye-bye.